Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Nice. Got your host, James, behind the mic. Joined by Melissa.
Hello.
Seth.
Good morning.
The best listeners in radio. That was fantastic. We appreciate you being with us, everybody. We're going to have some fun to kick off the 9 o'clock hour. We'll also have some entertainment news for you in a little bit. And we'll get into some other fun things like, what's an old person habit you've adopted? Because it's actually a very good idea.
All of them.
I can't wait till that.
I can't wait to hear those. I'm so excited. I'm going to win.
We'll have that one for you a little bit later. We're gonna take points for everyone that we get, the one that we do, and see who has the most points.
Competition with you, too.
Yeah, always.
Can't help it. Right now, though, we're going to send a shout out to our friends over at the Girl Scouts of America.
Yeah.
A big thank you to them. Girl Scout season is wrapped up, but that doesn't mean that we can't still have some fun and shout them out. And of course, make plans for next year.
Yeah.
And one of the things we wanted to do, actually, to let you guys look behind the curtain a little bit, we've been wanting to do this for a couple of weeks. just haven't been able to work it out scheduling-wise.
Nope, but Laura is fantastic, and Laura has done such an amazing job trying to get this to happen.
Shout out to her.
She has made me now 3 rounds of these cookies. So, guys, I've already gotten to eat these cookies twice.
Nice.
Last time I took notes.
Oh, goodness.
So I have notes today. I'm not going to actually talk these, so you guys can do the tasting.
I will
share my notes with you and talk while you chew. We'll save James from having to chew.
Thank you.
So thank you, Laura. And then I get to take my cookies home and eat them later.
I do want to shout out Laura. She put a lot of thought into this one, a lot of time into it. We appreciate her. And encourage you to check out the great work she's doing over on WIRI. You can hear her during the afternoons and everything, and on the weekend.
12 to 3.
Great.
So let's go ahead and dive right in. And keep in mind, this is, we want audience participation with this. We want your feedback.
If you have a favorite Girl Scout cookie, please call up and shout it out.
Yeah, we'd love to hear from you, everybody. 715-424-2600. You can join us through the Civic Media app as well. And if you're busy, you're running around in the office or something.
Text it in.
Yeah. Hit us up that way.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, support our Girl Scouts of America and the great work that they are doing. You can go to Girl Scouts of the Northwestern Great Lakes. Encourage you to go to their webpage and find out more. And when you're purchasing your Girl Scout cookies, go as local as you can with this one, everybody.
Yep, and they deliver them. Well, I don't know if they do it after the season, but they'll mail them to you, which is just so cool.
That is cool.
I don't know what order we do this in or
the
anything.
The order that they're in there, dude. Don't take them out.
Yeah. You're right. I don't know what I was doing. You're right. 100%.
Laura's got it all
Laura
set for
Laura
has
his plan for all us. Set. All set.
Awesome.
Let's start off the segment the right way with a phone call. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Mm-hmm.
My favorites have always been, I buy them every year, peanut butter patties and them Thin Mints.
Yum. Yep.
Yeah. Those are both great.
Yes.
Both great. Love
ones.
Them.
Mm-hmm. I don't know that there's a bad choice, but boy, you picked 2 great ones right there.
Yeah,
those are really good ones, sir. Did you get some this year?
Yes, I did.
I got them in
the freezer, so I can't eat them all at once. So.
Yeah.
That's a smart man.
Yeah,
I appreciate that.
He knows
what
he's doing.
He does.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate you. Have a good morning.
You too.
Thank you. I want to send a shout out to Alice. She let us know the Thin Mints by far.
Yes. Yep. That's always been my favorite, too.
Thank you, Alice. We appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Appreciate all your feedback. Keep it coming, everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, Seth, let's go ahead and do this.
So, we're going to start with Toastiers. Now, this is the one that is being... Go ahead, guys. This is the one that is being discontinued this year. This is the last year that they have the Toastier. My take on it, it's a fun shape. It's just the right amount of spice. Mm. The frosting is the perfect touch of sweet because it looks like a piece of toast.
It does.
On the top side. And then on the back side, it's got just a nice little layer of frosting.
A little, and not too thick. Yep.
Nice, and it's got the Girl Scout, like, I don't know, the little, is that a clover?
It's the clover.
The clover,
it's one of their symbols, yes.
Is imprinted on the front side. So what's your take, Seth?
I think excellent. This is the first time I've had this.
Yeah, me too.
Very tasty.
It is.
It tastes like French toast.
It does.
It really does.
It does, but it's not overwhelming with the amount of cinnamon,
no.
Which I can't do much cinnamon, so.
I love this cookie.
That's James all you need right there.
A spiritual moment over there. Yeah. Let's let him be. He's getting a little verklempt.
I forgot how good these were. It's the only thing that's ever rivaled Thin Mints for me.
Wow.
And I absolutely, it is, you're both
very
right.
Very tasty.
100% on all of the above. And there's something about the texture of it.
Yeah.
That, that tastes like when you get like a good piece of French toast. It really does. It just hits it right there.
Yep. It's good. Now, the next one up is the lemonades. So this is a fun, it's got like a flower. It's a bigger cookie, too. These first two are the biggest ones, which is how Laura lined them up in the cups so they fit as the cups got bigger going toward the top. She's so smart. She's just fantastic. So again, this is got a light lemon flavor. I really like the flower shape because it's got the flower imprint on it. The size is nice, but I really didn't think it needed the frosting. I thought the frosting was a little bit too much, personally.
Oh, no, I can't get enough lemon.
Well, yeah, where is that?
With sweet stuff, and I love it. Very, very tasty. Maybe a tad on the sweet side, maybe a little more
lemon.
That's
why I said the frosting is just too much for me,
because
I just didn't think it needed it.
I'm sorry, it takes me forever to chew.
That's okay. You're fine.
32 times, one for each.
Yes. My OCD really kicks in on my chew. I got to say, it didn't. I've never had one of these.
Really? Okay,
this is
again? New cookie for James. What? You love cookies.
I really do, but I'm also very picky. And there's certain types I've just never tried. My family loves these, so they've been in the house.
Okay.
I am borderline shocked at how unlemony it tasted.
Really?
I didn't really taste a whole lot of lemon. That might be a good thing, you know, a good balance and everything.
If I want lemon bars or lemon cookies, I want to taste the lemon.
Yeah.
So I think you're right.
I mean,
that's a good
kind
point.
Of the point.
Yeah. It is really?
Lemon.
If you
lemon
want sugar, cookie. Just make sugar cookies, right?
Yeah. Right on. Yeah.
Okay, up next is Caramel Delights.
Oh, okay.
So
we got these in our house. We bought
I have them too. They're in my freezer.
One of my dad's favorites. Easily one of my dad's favorites.
The description of this is a crisp cookie topped with a caramel, toasted coconut, and chocolatey strips or stripes. Now, my take on this is it wasn't enough caramel. I like the coconut, but I think the coconut flavor is just a little too heavy in this one. It doesn't taste like the Samoas were the original cookie, and I think I think they changed the formula.
They probably did.
When they changed the name.
Now that I'm thinking about it, you know, I've eaten several of these at home already.
Yeah.
And now, but I'm thinking about it, actually, I'm tasting lots of chocolate.
Yeah.
Less coconut, and I would actually like more coconut.
Really?
Personally, I think there should be more.
And I didn't taste the caramel at all.
No, I wasn't getting much of that either.
No caramel. Yeah. That's the first word in the name. You need caramel.
I don't feel like there was
a task.
I don't know if there was enough of any of the above. you know, but that might be the point. Might be a balance
true.
There.
Yeah.
And I'm always surprised when I don't taste coconut in things when coconut is involved, because I notice it right away in almost anything.
Okay.
I don't really notice a lot of it.
Do you like coconut?
Here or there.
Stop talking with your hands, James.
Yeah, that's my problem. I love pina colada. I'm a big fan.
So you like coconut.
You do like coconut, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, a little bit. But I don't like eat like Mounds bars. Can't stand them. Can't stand a Mounds bar. No,
it's probably a texture thing, though.
Yes, 100%.
Because they have a very distinct texture.
Yeah.
Love them.
I like them, too.
Mounds. Oh, I enjoy both of them.
It's been a long time, so I'm going to have a Mounds today. All right, up next is Adventurefuls. These are indulgent brownie-inspired cookies with caramel-flavored cream and a hint of sea salt.
This is another one that I haven't tried. This was the one I was most excited to try.
This is a newer one. Mm-hmm. This one came out not too many years ago. Now, when I tried this, I wished for more brownie flavor, and I'm not a fan of the texture. I think it needs more chew, but that's how I like my brownies.
Right.
And when you give me something that says this is a brownie cookie, I'm less than impressed with the crunch.
Very crispy.
Yeah.
A very crispy, hard, more of a hard kind of cookie.
Right. So. I guess when you're looking at cookies that are packaged that you want to survive the package, they cannot be too chewy because otherwise they won't survive.
So, but in terms of flavors, I'm getting pretty much everything that's on there. So, I've had my share of these as well. So, I like them. I'm up on them.
They're good. I mean, they're a cookie. Yeah. Like, it's not a bad thing. None of these are bad because they're cookies.
Right.
That is a Thin Mint masquerading.
Really?
That is a thin mint.
Well, but you're tasting the mint because of the thin mint below it.
Yeah. Well, so the mint part I understand is not there, but the structure of the cookie is exactly like a thin mint to me.
Okay.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah, it does have the crisp.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I just love a good like a good crunch to a cookie.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Like I love that kind of texture. That is my kind of jam. That is a good cookie.
It is a good cookie.
Feels like now anything I said about the other ones, the balance in this one is perfect.
Okay.
Like I feel like they really got that right.
I find, and because I'm I'm not a big sweet person, it's just a little bit too sweet.
Okay.
For me, just a little bit on the edge. But people who like sweet things, I'm sure that'd be just like James. Perfect. Yeah.
Perfect cookie. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, up next is the perfect cookie, the Thin Mint. This is the crispy chocolate wafers dipped in a mint chocolatey coating. Oh, was your guys' not in the right order?
That's okay.
As mine?
It's
okay.
All right. We got
it's okay.
It.
Okay. You found it.
I thought we were going to wrap on Thin Mints. But that's cool.
Mine was in a different order.
That's fine.
Conform to me, boys.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Yes,
now,
Melissa.
My description of this one is just perfection. This is the perfect cookie for me. It's got the right mouthfeel. It's the right texture. It's the right thickness. It's the right amount of chocolate. It's just perfection.
They're too thin.
No.
Because then you got to eat like eight of them. That's the problem. It's
no,
like,
but
no,
see,
I want
that's,
another one. And
that's
another
the
one.
Best part, though, because then you get to eat many.
I don't know if there's a cookie that comes closer to being like chips where you can't eat just one than Thin Mints.
You ain't wrong, man.
And something I hadn't thought about until just taking a bite of this one, and it's the first Thin Mint I've had this in probably since last year. The nostalgia.
Yeah,
I hadn't thought of that before. But
Very strong.
Like I almost tasted that right away. The nostalgia. That's quite interesting. That's a good.
It's a great cookie because it's the. I don't know. For me, it's the ubiquitous Girl Scout cookie.
Yeah,
that is the Girl Scout.
The most popular. The one we've. Yeah.
Yep. All right, so up next, I wrote it as short, but it's the trefoils or trefoils.
Trefoil, I believe.
Trefoil. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Trefoils.
They're just shortbread cookies.
Yeah, it's an iconic shortbread cookie inspired by the original Girl Scout recipe. This for me is perfection number two. I love a good shortbread cookie. Like they're butter, flour, and sugar, and that's all you need in a cookie.
And not sweet.
Right. It's not overly sweet.
There's just
sweet.
a hint of sugar.
It's a but hint.
It's shortbread. It's not supposed to be.
Right.
My mom's favorite by far. Who was a Girl Scout, by the way.
Ah.
And her trip, the shortbread cookies, she loves them. They're her very favorite.
Just a wonderful cookie.
Yep.
Yeah.
Just a really good cookie.
Mm-hmm. It's very good.
Especially if that's your thing, shortbread.
Yeah. And if it's your thing, it's get the Girl Scout version because it's yummy. All right, so next we're going to do the peanut butter sandwich. This is a crisp and crunchy oatmeal cookie with creamy peanut butter filling. Oh, you ate the wrong one, James. It's okay. Eat another one. You did the chocolate one, but they're both peanut butter. So, but yes, the shortbread, this peanut butter sandwich for me is kind of meh. I'm not like I'd probably rather. Sorry, Girl Scouts, have a Nutter Butter.
Yeah. Those it's probably the standard, the old Nutter Butter. I've never actually been a big fan of any type of peanut butter cookie like this.
Really?
So I'm with you on that one. It's.
I don't.
It's not like I won't eat them if they're there,
right?
But,
but if I have to eat it, or if I have to, like I'm being forced.
Eat that cookie.
I'd rather have like a peanut butter soft peanut butter cookie that my grandma used to make with like the where they press it down with a fork, so you get fork crisscross on top, and then it's a softer, chewier cookie.
Those too,
which I mean, I prefer my cookies that way, but. Yeah, if you tell me I have to eat a Girl Scout peanut butter sandwich, I'm going to be like, okay.
Is he going to say no?
No, I'm not going to say no.
No comment. No, it's okay. I'm not a peanut butter and I don't know. I'm not a peanut butter and cookie guy.
Okay.
That's not really my jam. But
you like peanut butter.
I do like peanut butter.
Wait. The peanut butter cookie is not your jam?
Maybe it needs some jam. Maybe that would fix it.
Once again, we would like to publicly apologize to the audience for our bad humor.
A lot of apologizing today. A lot of apologizing.
A lot of apologizing.
You know what? We're just apologetic.
So sorry.
Okay.
Sorry.
Last cookie. peanut butter patties. These are crisp cookies layered with peanut butter and covered with a chocolatey coating. Mm-hmm. Now, this one reminds me of my grandma Ruth, because my grandma would make, every year for Christmas, she would make, like, swear to God, a dozen different kinds of cookies. Mm. And she'd bring out the ice cream pails of cookies out of the freezer that she made for months ahead of time to get to Christmas. And one of my favorites was she'd take Ritz crackers, put peanut butter in the middle, and then dip them in chocolate. And this tastes like that cookie.
Oh, so you got a personal connection.
It's a personal connection. It's nostalgic. Yep.
My grandma did the same thing, by the way.
Yep.
Not the cookies, but made a whole bunch of cookies and froze them and brought up the, the ice cream buckets.
Ice cream
exactly
buckets.
The same.
Yes.
Exactly the same.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure my mom only ate ice cream so she'd have those buckets.
Buckets. The buckets are fantastic. Yeah. I can't eat that much ice cream. I would die.
My family did the Ritz thing with the peanut butter, but they didn't take it to the dipping it in chocolate.
Ooh, you absolutely should do that.
That's a good idea.
It's so good.
That's
but yeah, these cookies are great.
These were my favorite when I was a kid.
Yeah.
By far. These were my favorite when I was a kid. I've grown older and my palate has become more sophisticated, I still love them. They're still great.
What about you, James?
They're not bad, if that's what you're looking for. Because
peanut butter and a cookie.
Yeah. Not your favorite thing.
We do have Laura's top three here, since she is not able to be with us for this. She had, and I'll go from third to top. So number three, PB sandwich.
Okay. All right. That was the oatmeal with the peanut butter in the middle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Number two, Toastiers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And at number one, lemonade.
She loves the lemonade.
The lemonade cookies.
Mm. This is our great one. Again, we'll keep this going the whole hour, everybody. If you want to call up, let us know or text us what your favorites are. We'd love to hear from you. And again, nothing tastes better than supporting our local Girl Scouts and these kids and what they're doing out there and the impact you can make on their future.
The biggest entrepreneurial organization out there.
That's right.
Let's take a phone call before we go to break.
Your Google business listing is...
What's your favorite Girl Scout cookie? What's your favorite Girl Scout cookie?
Real person.
Answer the question.
Real person.
Answer the question.
Can't handle the truth.
We'll be back with more Morning Show. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show here at WFHR. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. Hope you're having a great Wednesday out there. Happy hump day. Mm-hmm. We've got Pam's... Pam's list of her Girl Scout cookies.
Yay.
At number two, Thin Mints.
Very good.
Ooh.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good one. And at number one, Caramel Delights.
Hey,
there
hey.
You go. Very nice.
Those are popular.
Mm-hmm. Pam, you have as many as you want of those. It is your birthday.
That's right.
You go all in. We're diving into entertainment news now. Just a handful of stories I wanted to touch on. And one of the things that's been kind of cool with the SNL 50, the 50th year celebration they've been having over at Saturday Night Live, is some of the stories that have been coming out from the big presentation, the big show that they did with the music numbers, and then the actual live show that they did celebrating 50 seasons. You heard us talking about it. Many of you might have seen it. Had a lot of guest stars from years past, a lot of former cast members, and a lot of people that just wanted to be a part of it.
Mm.
Jason Momoa has hosted Saturday Night Live, been on there a number of times, became like everybody that Jason Momoa meets, became friends with the cast and Lorne Michaels and all these people. So, of course, he was going to be there for part of this event. But he said he was going to be there anyway, like even if Lorne didn't invite him.
He's just going to show up.
Because, quote, "I'm such a fanboy. We were at SNL 50, which was a huge honor to be there. What a wild, crazy night. I met so many people. And then Meryl Streep walked past me. And my lady and I was like, baby, it's Meryl Streep. And I was like, I got to say something. So he went up to her and to talk to her. But to be fair, Meryl is not one of the greatest actresses, if not the greatest actor in the world today. Jason Momoa was incredibly nervous and had no idea how to talk.
Just total
to her.
Fanboy.
He didn't know how to start a conversation with her.
Yeah.
So he's backstage and he's getting makeup put on and he's getting set and ready for his sketch. And he's about a minute or two out from going out and doing it. When Meryl Streep pops into the room, sees him, and stops immediately and looks at him and says, "Oh my God, I'm a big fan of yours. I really like the work that you're doing."
Aww.
And Jason Momoa turns into a 13-year-old boy, looks at her, and I can't say exactly what he said, but he said, "Oh my God, you know who I am?" He was genuinely freaked out about this.
Oh, he's still so
talking
cute.
About. He's still talking about it, like to anybody that'll listen.
Meryl's seen my work.
Meryl Streep knows who I am.
I love That's the amazing. Idea. Man, I love the idea. Not only is he like a giant star, you know, launches movies and things like that. He's one of the most distinctive looking people in Hollywood.
Yes, it's
just
Jason,
this giant guy, you know, and it's like. I love that, though. It's like, what?
She knows me?
One of my favorite images is seeing Jason Momoa walking around with bodyguards. Like, I mean, what
they're smaller than him, right?
They're much smaller than him.
Yeah. It's a great story. Again, just one of those stories that reminds you that they are just human beings.
They're just people.
Like the Red Bull. Yeah. Speaking of Saturday Night Live, got to catch up on SNL and saw Jack Black's hosting. And he's hosted before, and it's been 20 years since he did it. I mentioned this to somebody else and a friend of mine, and I thought I don't know if this is an insult or not, but I cannot stress that I mean it with all respect. I saw Lady Gaga hosting a little while ago too, and I don't have a bunch of her songs on my playlist or anything like that, but I am a big fan of her talent. I'm a big fan of greatness. I love watching greatness on any level, regardless if I'm a fan or not, or if I like the music or not. And she is just very impressive to me. She is a fearless performer and is going to go out there and be herself. No airs, none of that. And I see Jack Black come out, and it's been 20 years since he'd done live theater or anything like this. And he comes out there and just owns that stage. There's no hesitation. There's no ums. There's no none like that. And I'm watching, and I'm like, he doesn't have a script. There's no teleprompter.
No.
He just goes out there and does it. And every single sketch, there's no teleprompter. He's just out there. He memorized his lines. He got out there. Not every sketch was great. Not everything was funny. But it was just impressive to me to watch him do this. And Jack Black is just such a darn good performer. He's so built for this and such a good entertainer. And he has always been this. What I'm watching is no different than when I first saw him in a Kevin Smith movie or on Mr. Show with Bob and Dave or anything like that. It's really cool to see a guy who has done things the right way, I think, has handled his career very well, and the whole time, Jack Black. He's been Jack Black the whole time. He may not like Jack Black, but he's been this the whole time. He's never been anything other than that. And I think that is noteworthy that his look has pretty much stayed the same, which is not always the common with things. So John Krasinski is People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive. But when it's time to pass the torch, could it be to Jack Black? A People staffer named Rachel McRatty has made it her mission to make that happen.
I love this.
She says, quote, "The man is a triple threat who can sing, dance, and act his face off."
Yep.
"He's got the movies of a jungle cat, the moves of a jungle cat, absolute genius comedic timing, and that signature devilish grin."
Yep.
She even thinks he's a superior love interest to Jude Law in the romantic film The Holiday, which they both starred in and became friends.
Wow, yeah.
She also notes that he's a devoted family man, he's awesome to his fans, and he does a lot of charity work.
Yeah.
Boy, I tell you what, I love that whole, everything she just said. That's really great. There is nothing, I think, maybe more actors should do this. There's nothing that will keep you more humble than going on the road and playing live in front of audiences constantly, which is what he's done with his band and on his own and all that kind of stuff. As a musician, he has to do that. And I got to think that has something to do with it.
To
keep you humble, man. You're putting yourself out there constantly. You're not, you know, like, and I know a lot of actors do theater, but a lot of them don't. They just do movies and stuff. And that's very easy to protect yourself.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Without getting out there and getting in your own bubble.
It keeps a layer away from the fans.
Yeah, exactly.
Whereas Jack's been going in and interacting with fans.
Yes.
Or people. I mean, maybe they're not fans, just people.
My only catch to this is they should have done it years ago.
He
already should have had this.
Yeah.
He already should have had this.
But this is also speaking to the change of culture in Hollywood and how it's being... We don't have to fit a certain stereotype to be considered sexy and loved, you know? We're being more... I don't know.
Less shallow,
reflective of the people that watch the movies that live here.
What's actually attractive, right?
Yes,
that's what they're saying. What is actually attractive?
And it's not just looks.
Yeah,
right.
It's not just how a person looks.
It's, you know, respecting your fans. It's all of these things. These are attractive traits.
Yes, having family values, having care and empathy for other people.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Also being funny.
I like the idea of rewarding all of those things you guys mentioned there, along with the fact of what you landed on there, Melissa, that he's incredibly talented.
Yeah.
And all this comes together. And the idea that that is part of how you get successful in life is treating people right.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Right?
It's
that true. That should be one of the staples of moving on in your career or building a career.
Exactly.
So to me, he's done it the right way and earns it just in that regard. Also, a handsome guy.
I think he is.
Handsome guy.
And every time we talk about who... you would want to have at your Christmas or your dinner party or who you want to invite over, my answer is always Jack Black.
There you go.
It's a good choice. We'll see if they make the good choice. We'll find out. I think November, they're saying, is when they announce that and everything. Melissa, I wanted to wrap up touching base with you and the cast and crew of Noises Off. You guys are a couple of weeks away from opening night.
Yes. We're trying to get off book this week, and my cast is just doing fantastic, you guys. We've had a couple little hiccups with some illnesses and things like that, but that's inevitable, you know?
It happens.
It happens, and especially this time of year, so we're powering through, and we're going on and moving along, but it's I'm so proud of them. Aww. They are doing so fantastic.
Excellent.
And the getting off book, the characters are starting to develop. We're starting to throw in some fun added things as their books get out of their hands and the props come into play. And it's really coming along. I'm so excited for audiences to see this. They crack me up every single night.
It's
so good.
That's one of the greatest feelings of when you can make your director or your cast members still laugh, you know, even a couple weeks into rehearsal and everything. That's a great staple.
Yes.
And when people are able to start thinking a little bit more on stage or feeling a little bit more on stage.
Not worrying so much about what your line is and able to think more about what your actions are or your facial expressions. Like, those things are really starting to come out.
It's such an exciting time.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very excited for you guys. And
we
cannot wait.
Yeah.
Be sure to get your tickets right now, wrctheater.org. Get those tickets, and keep in mind that you can pick out your seat, you know, what's available.
Mm-hmm.
You can pick out your seat there and everything.
And this is wrapping up the 50th year of WRCT.
50th season.
It's so cool.
Very proud of that. Very proud of everybody involved at WRCT over the years, and we appreciate them.
Mm-hmm.
Noises Off premieres May 1st at 7 o'clock. They'll have a show on the 2nd, and a 2 o'clock matinee on the 3rd. May 8th and 9th, they'll come back and do it all over again at 7, and then they will wrap up that Saturday, May 10th, with a 2 o'clock matinee.
Yeah. Get your tickets now.
WRCtheater.org. Go over there and get them, everybody. We'll be back after our news, sports, and partner break with more morning show here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. We hope you're having a fantastic day out there. Let's go ahead and have some fun right now, everybody, because we're going to get into an interesting one. The headline for this one is, what's an, quote, old person habit you've adopted because it's actually a really good idea?
All right.
Now, there are 16 of these.
Oof. Whoa. Okay.
So
all right.
We'll probably burn through a couple of them and everything, but we are going to be keeping track.
And I love that you've got a scorecard ready. This is awesome.
So
well done.
For every one of these that we do, we'll mark a point.
Okay.
I think that's the best way to do this and everything.
Yep.
And again, audience participation is always encouraged.
Keep your own score at home.
Everybody out there got the morning show play at home version. That is your radio, and that is the Civic Media app. Go ahead and text us anytime.
I especially want to hear from people who are older and don't do these things.
Hey.
So maybe you'll even be younger than us. I was so much older then. I'm younger than that now. So.
Oh, wow.
I like that. I like that. And these are in no particular order, so we'll just start right at number one with doing weekend errands before noon to beat the crowds.
No, I don't do that. I should, but I don't.
Mm. I do mine during the week to beat the crowds.
Okay, well, does that count? I don't know.
Does that count?
What about James? How about you, man?
So I don't know if this counts or not. Is anybody else like this? And I've been like this for at least the last couple of years. If I'm going out, I want to get done every single thing I need done.
Yeah.
And I won't go out usually for like one thing. Like I'll wait.
Unless you really need that one.
Yes. Right, yes. Yeah. So I try to, and I will also navigate this in my head to where I'm closest to things.
Right. Map it out,
do
right?
Do it in the order that makes the most sense. Yeah. Absolutely.
I don't know about getting before noon or worrying about crowds. And we don't really have to worry about that as much here.
You absolutely do. Like, don't go to the grocery store on a Sunday afternoon.
Yeah. Then it's
because it's all
busy.
Picked over. Yeah. And it's busy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know. Do any of us get a point for that?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so. No. Right.
Eating early dinners, you get better sleep if your food is properly digested.
Again, something I should probably do.
Yeah.
I did not do it, though.
Something I did before I was directing this play. Mm. So, I don't know. Do I get a point?
We'll give her a count. Yeah, okay. That's a point for her.
Ignoring the clock, eat when you're hungry, sleep when you're tired.
Oh, man. I wish I could do that.
My body just does that.
Yeah.
I don't ask it to do that.
I do that.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm taking a point on that one, and I'm giving Melissa a point on that one. There we go. All right. Using lap blankets and heated blankets.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love my lap blankets. Yeah. I have one in every room.
My feet. I don't know. It doesn't even make it to my lap. It's my feet. I got frostbite in my feet. And so my feet are always wrapped up in a blanket almost, if I can.
All right.
I can
we know what to get Tim for Christmas. Heated socks.
Heated socks.
Battery powered.
But honestly, that might make me cry. Like, that's a great gift. That's a great gift. Switching to comfortable clothes indoors like slippers and sweatpants.
Absolutely. Yes.
So go ahead and mark that one down for me.
How about you, Seth?
No, the only reason I don't do that is because I hate changing.
Oh, sure.
So,
sure.
Like, I'm in this for the duration of the day.
You'll just take the discomfort?
I will.
Because you hate changing that much.
Yes.
I respect that. I guess this goes back to being a kid and everything and maybe some trauma there. I don't like changing clothes if I don't have to because I don't want to dirty or waste laundry or waste.
There's a
clothes.
Point there too, yeah.
You know, something like that. If I put this shirt on, I feel like I got to get 24 hours out. I got to get 12 hours out of it or whatever.
Sure, yeah.
Guys,
that being said, I've heard this, and I'm only using this comparison because both my mother and sister have said it, that the female equivalent of taking your bra off when you get home for me is throwing on my Adidas or sweatpants or something like that. I ain't leaving. I'm in for the day. This is my job now is getting comfortable.
Right. All right.
I look forward to every opportunity I have to be knowing that. I'm in for the day. Adidas on. I'm getting comfortable.
And also, James, those comfy clothes that you only wear for, 3 hours in the evening, you can wear them again the next day.
Yes, you can.
You don't have to wash them right away.
I actually do my best to keep them clean just so I can keep wearing them, and I don't have to rewash them and everything. Yeah. That's a good one. I think we all got a point for that. Well, Seth didn't. But yeah.
I haven't got any points
No,
yet.
No. Wow. So far, you're the youngest of all
Loser.
Of us.
Loser.
So wanting to stay home, others can come to me.
Yes.
Yes.
100%.
Yeah. That is everybody. Yep. That is all of us. Melissa, you're up to 5, by the way.
Woo!
There we go. And I think that's a more of a consistent one as we get older. Mm-hmm. Using closed captioning on everything you watch.
Yep.
No.
Mm.
Yep. Mm.
I don't do that. Yeah.
No. Nope.
Yeah. Seth, you
I don't
do,
like
though.
It. I find it distracting.
Mm. Yeah.
I find that the sound on different shows is very much a crapshoot these days.
Yeah, that's true.
And sometimes they drown out the dialogue. Sometimes they do. It just makes it so understanding is a little bit better for me. Plus, I like reading things. So
I just don't watch that much TV.
That could be part of it, too.
And I don't prefer to read my TV. So I read books.
Why not?
I read books.
Nothing wrong with reading TV.
One of my biggest complaints with modern movies is this idea that in order to make things so realistic and so relatable, that the sound has to be the way it would be in person. That's not good.
That's dumb.
It's a dumb
idea.
Then you get the Creed music video.
Yes.
Where they zoom in and then you hear the words.
The sounds on the screen,
and
right?
Then you zoom in and you hear the drums.
I think it's bad directing.
I do.
I really.
I agree.
It drives me crazy.
I turn the brightness up on my movies.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that
because
too.
Because they make them too dark.
Yes. Oh, gosh. Yes, they do.
It drives you crazy, too, because most of these things, when you see it, it's like billion-dollar movies. It's like movies that just have an insane
budget.
How
about budget. A little care, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I really do like foreign films, mm-hmm. especially like, you know, a lot of the kung fu movies in the 70s and 80s and stuff like that. I love watching those. But the older I get, the harder it is for me to watch anything with closed captioning.
Well,
I'm with you, Melissa. It's so distracting, and it's a nightmare for me when all I want to do is dissect the scene and the acting and the props and all these different things. But I can't take my eyes off the words. That's on me. I'm not putting that on closed captioning. That's more of my brain.
Now, if it's in another language, absolutely. And I love watching foreign films that then have the closed captioning because I like hearing it in the original language, which is just so cool.
Yeah, I'm with you there. Picking up sewing, crocheting, and knitting as a form of meditation.
Yes! Me! My whole life!
I was going to say, I don't know if this is something you aged into.
Do you want to know how many UFOs I have around my house? No, you don't.
Some of these I'm wondering
and if we... UFO is as unfinished objects.
I was waiting. Yes, gotcha. were we born this way, or do we age to this?
An old soul.
I am an old soul.
Yes.
Buying pill organizers on Amazon. They're convenient even for vitamins.
I have one. I don't use it, but I have one.
Beth has gone to that now. Yep. She does organizers for all of her pills all the time.
Yep.
I do not. So point for Beth, even though she's not here.
Having paper printouts of stuff like vacation itineraries or directions. No. Sure, everything can go on your phone, but you're always digging through apps trying to find it.
I prefer having paper copies.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
So I'm half and half on this. Oh. I use my phone for a lot of things, but there's certain stuff that I do like to have the paper copy of. In particular, this job and having paper copies of the notes and different things there. If I leave too much on my laptop, it not only slows my laptop down, but it
Can't find it quick enough, and it gets lost and it's not there. So I don't know. Do we each get half a point for this?
Yeah, I think there's a 0.5. I'm putting a 0.5 on both of them.
Now we're getting ridiculous.
Yes. It's me doing it.
Yeah.
Of course it's going to be ridiculous.
Naturally.
Having a plastic bag full of other plastic bags.
I do.
Yes,
I have that.
Yes.
We all have that.
That one definitely.
Actually, we save those for our friend of ours who uses them as a dog.
Ah.
So uses them as pooper scoopers.
Right.
We just give her a whole bunch of old bread bags.
I also I go so far as to organize my plastic bags and my plastic bags. I wrap them up into handy dandy little packages.
Wow. Next on the agenda, get Melissa a life.
Yes. We're going to work on that one. We're going to work on that.
Wow.
Lowering the volume while you're parallel parking.
I lower the volume whenever I need to focus. So yes.
Same. I feel like that's close enough for us.
If I'm at a point, I will say this one for me too. Not when I'm parallel parking, but other times when I'm driving.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm going into an unknown area,
right? If you don't know where you're going,
gotta turn off the sound.
You gotta turn it off so you can see.
Yeah.
I listen to a lot of, I don't get a chance to listen to a lot of music, so in the car, that's when I usually get a chance, and I listen to a lot of jazz in the car. Mm. Not necessarily that distracting, not really, you know, that crazy. I'm not talking listening to heavy metal or anything. Right. Even that I've got to turn down or turn off. What is it about our brains that make us think this is going to help
or do too much at once, I guess.
Well, it's a focus thing.
Yeah.
Having a box of tissues in every room.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah? Oh, wow. Oh, I don't have that one. Oh, okay. All right. Ooh, all right. It's getting interesting, guys. Wearing those straps on your glasses so you can wear them around your neck when you're trying not to use them.
No. Crookies. I never take my glasses off.
No, I do. And I probably, actually, I need to get bifocals is what I need. But I don't have one of those yet.
I also need to get new glasses. But
my sister, I believe, does that now. And when she was able to do that, she was so excited.
Have you?
She's
seen
a librarian, and she thought it's like official library uniform is to have the the glasses on the chain, right?
Yeah. Yeah. You got to have it. You got to have. I don't think you could be a librarian without them.
Have you seen the new ones where the glasses will part in the middle on the nose, and then you can just take them down around your neck.
See a few people using those,
Yeah.
I don't wear glasses that often, and I don't know that I would need them, but I've always wanted that. I always thought it would look cool. And to be honest, it just shows exactly how cool I am. I always thought they were kind of cool. I thought that was a cool thing to be able to do and stuff.
Because my teacher, when I was in grade school, she'd always, Judy, she would always lose her glasses. Always. And we'd always find them on her head for her.
They're up here.
Yeah. So eventually we got her a chain so it could be around her neck.
Nice.
Two more for you. Collecting cats.
If I could, absolutely would, but I can't, so you can't.
No,
count.
No animals for me.
Zero for all of us.
I mean,
on that
I did
one.
That as a kid, but I don't know if that doesn't count.
And finally, complaining about young people.
No, I don't think we.
I think it's funny that that's in there, though.
Yeah, I do think it's funny, but I love the ownership of that. But yeah, I don't think any of us are really guilty of that.
When I was younger, I complained about young people more, which
right,
is weird.
And that's the thing. I think that's kind of. I'm at an age now where I think we don't appreciate our young people enough.
Right, me too.
And I think that we need to appreciate them more because they have a different perspective than we do, and they have different knowledge than we do. I mean, look at how our young people have grown up in the age of social media, with having cell phones and smartphones their entire existence. They don't know what it was like to live without them.
Yep.
And technology is speeding up so quickly and so fast that we can't keep up. If I need something fixed on my phone or if I have a question, I need to go to Laura's kids. Really, help. Help me. How do I? Please.
I feel like
we have kids.
We'd all be a lot better off if older people shared more information with younger people and younger people shared more information with older people and we made this whole thing work and shared of information.
It's like communication, you know? Maybe that would be a good thing.
I feel like that you're onto something there. I feel like we need to follow that thread.
And we do. We talk about it a lot. We do. Mm-hmm. But I think that we don't implement it as often, and it's just too easy to go, oh, well, that's just a boomer thing, or, oh, that's just young people being young people. It's very easy to blame others, and I think that we need to embrace our differences and embrace those other generations for the knowledge and the wonderful things that they can bring to our lives.
Teach their own, but I feel I find it kind of lame.
I'm going to throw my coffee at you.
But they're gonna have a food fight. Before they do, though, we got to announce, so Seth had 5 points. I had 6.5, and Melissa had 10.5.
I told you I was going to win.
Yeah, wow. I am borderline shocked I didn't have more of those. Honestly really,
really
am surprised.
You feel like you're old?
I do, yeah.
Okay. Turns out, I win. Ha ha.
Turns out you're the youngest of us. We will
definitely
take time out.
Definitely.
We'll be back with more show, morning show. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. It's been a really fun show.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot for all of our callers in and texters and everything. We appreciate you guys.
Mm-hmm. Huge shout out to Laura for all the effort with the Girl Scout cookie.
Excellent job.
This last 2 hours on the air with you all out there has proven over and over again why radio is not one size fits all, why local radio matters, and we appreciate you helping us do that.
Yes, indeed. Thank you.
Get into our schedule here. Real quickly, heads up about tomorrow. We've got our Pet of the Week joining us. Denise will be with us. Looking forward to that. And a big shout out to Mission Coffee House, our new sponsor for Pet of the Week.
Woo-hoo. Yes.
We love coffee. We love coffee.
Businesses out there should note that I don't have to bring that up today. It's contractually only for tomorrow, but I'm going to bring them up as much as I can because that's what we do around here.
We love local business.
We want every coffee house to advertise.
Yes, that's our mission.
That's our mission.
Mission from Mission Coffee. House.
when you advertise with us, you get more bang for your buck. We appreciate all of you local businesses out there. Looking forward to that. Looking forward to a midday magazine lineup for you today. Join us from 4 to 5 in part 1. Our friends, Family Natural Food, Stephen and Katrina Hittner will be with us.
Nice.
Looking forward to catching up with those guys. And in part 2, Kim Shields from Encourage will be joining us. And we're going to bring in Mary Schultz of Focus.
Oh, excellent.
Very good.
Put some focus on that.
My family and I were just there last night doing a little volunteer. Volunteering at SWEPS.
Right on.
Excellent.
Be sure to join us after that for Playmakers. Nobody made a highlight from the sidelines. We'll be here from 5 to 6 taking your sports takes and feelings. Keep in mind, everybody, a little PSA real quick. Sports takes can go bad. They have a shelf life. You don't want to keep those inside bottled up and everything.
Start smelling bad.
Yeah. Ooh, you got to get that out.
Like gym socks?
Mm-hmm. Yes, they do.
Exactly,
sort of.
Like gym socks. Get ready to hang out with us today from 5 to 6. We're looking forward to it. I think Michael will be in with us. Mm-hmm. And a big shout out to Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods.
Maybe I should call in. It's time to get those off the shelf. Yeah, I've got some sports takes I've been holding on to for years.
What's the deal with baseball?
I would love that so much, Melissa. I don't care.
Sorry,
what
I have
you
rehearsal.
Have
I have rehearsal. Yeah, yeah. I'm busy.
We have some other local things I wanted to touch on. Seth, what do you got for us?
Oh, yes. I read the thing here.
We're hunting.
Coming up on Saturday, it's the first Easter egg hunt of the year, everyone, at Tri-Norse Park. They're also going to be having a breakfast as well. Bring your family out there. It all starts at about 9:30. The Easter egg hunt is free for all children, and the hunt will start from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Kids will be able to find a rainbow of eggs throughout the park. Like last year, they all have designated sections for each age group to find eggs. Once you collect one egg of each color, return to the chalet to get a goodie bag and a chance to win a big, now we're talking big, Easter basket. The drawing will be at 12:30, and you must be present to win. So you got breakfast, you got an Easter egg hunt coming at Tri-Norse Park, and if your organization has an Easter egg hunt coming on, we want to know. We've got a huge list already, but we can always add to it, everyone. Contact Pam, 715-424-1300, or send info@wfhr.com. Send an email there with the information, and we will be talking about it as we get closer to Easter.
Absolutely. And then we also have this is the last day of this sale, and it's back. It's better than ever. This is at the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center. They're holding their third annual spring studio sale. It's an artist dream garage sale, people.
That's what it
is. You want to check it out. They have a little bit of everything. Original art, art prints, home decor, art supplies, books, pottery, fabric, fate. Too much to read. There's so much. Doors opened yesterday at 10 a.m. The sale will last through 5 p.m. today. So, and only while supplies last. Mm-hmm. Shopping hours are 10 to 5, cash or check only. Do visit them on 8th Street at the Cultural Center. They're right next to Goodwill. You want to check this out because these are gifts you can't find anywhere else.
That's right. Opening in mere moments for the day.
Buy local, support local, everybody. Get in on that sale and get your sensitive documents ready and bring them over to the Community Shred Day hosted by the United Way and our good friends over at Prevail Bank. And thanks to their sponsors, Bank Account Corp and Prevail Bank, because a dollar will be donated to the United Way of South Windham's Counties for every pound of paper shredded with a max of 2,000. This event goes quickly. They can only take so much. So you want to get on over there as fast as you can.
Early.
9 to noon at Thursday, April 17th, the Shred Day event will take place over at Prevail Bank parking lot. A shout out to them for hosting this and to everybody involved with it. And as good as it feels to get that stuff done, the peace of mind you're going to have, especially tax season, you know, getting this done around then.
Protect yourself, invest in your community.
That's right.
We'll talk more about that with Terry on Friday. Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
And just a couple of world good stories. A woman near Philly went into labor 10 days early on April Fool's Day. My mom can relate. And had to give birth at home. She lives 2 minutes from a hospital, so her husband wanted to go, but she told him that there wasn't time, and she was right. Their interview is great. He said he eventually decided to shut up and just help however he could.
Smart
man.
But he didn't have to do much. According to him, the baby slid right out like a water park.
Oh my gosh. I'm sure his wife will appreciate that analogy.
You have a great day, you guys.
You too.
You too, James.
Be good to each other out there.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.